Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. The New York City subway system, which was for more than a century around-the-clock operation, is once again so. The big question now is how safe riders are going to feel on the subway at, say, 3 in the morning. Glenn Shuck with more from Columbus Circle this morning. Glenn?
It was May the 6th last year that the subway shut down here in New York City overnight for the first time in 116 years. So this morning, as his 24/7 service is rolling again, safety clearly on the mind of riders like this woman who spoke with Channel 7.
There are times when I'm the only one in the car, and I must say I feel very, very uncomfortable.
MTA Chairman Pat Foy realizes it and says they're doing everything they can to make strap hangers feel like they're going to be okay.
We have added, Sarah Feinberg has added an additional 100 private security contracting folks to the 100 that are already in the system. And over the last year, we've put and continue to put additional CCT cameras in the system.
Part of all this is a new marketing campaign, hashtag take the train, hashtag take the bus. As they hope to bring riders back in big numbers, ridership is definitely increasing, but still a ways to go. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds. Here at the Columbus Circle Station.
The slashings in the subway early Friday morning, prosecutors now say they were part of a gang initiation. Five people were slashed or punched. One victim lost an eye. Under arrest, 19-year-old Taquaria Soto Burgos, 18-year-old Joseph Foster, and a 16-year-old whose name is being withheld. So far, they're charged with robbery and weapons possession. Cops are still looking for a fourth attacker. As of tonight, you can eat in a New York City restaurant any time of the day or night if you can find one that's still open round the clock. Samantha Liebman's in Brooklyn this morning with more on the end of the restaurant curfew. Sam?
Yeah, and Lee, the midnight curfew on outdoor dining drops tonight. Paulie Randazzo of Randazzo's Clam Bar in Sheepshead Bay says it's welcome, especially as the weather warms up.
Whenever the weather's nicer, people want to sit out more, so I think that's what people are looking forward to.
And that means more money for these businesses hit hard by the pandemic, and more help is on the way as capacity restrictions on dining end Wednesday in the tri-state, and the indoor curfew will end in 2 weeks. But these changes too late for some. The New York State Restaurant Association predicted half the state's eateries wouldn't survive the pandemic. That's why the New York City Hospitality Alliance wants more to help struggling businesses, like making the open restaurants program that allowed for off-curb dining permanent to help restaurants recover. The group will lay out its policy demands later today. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Brooklyn.
A new poll of Democratic primary voters finds their top concern is public safety, and a majority support increasing the NYPD's budget despite all the defund the police talk. The poll was commissioned by New Yorkers for a Better Future. It's not associated with any campaign. 21% of respondents listed crime as their top concern. 20% said racial justice, followed by affordable housing at 14%. The two candidates leading most of the poll so far, Eric Adams and Andrew Yang, are both opposed to cutting the police budget and have both called for more cops on the subway. At least 16 people were shot in New York City, two of them fatally on Saturday alone. The Daily News reports that one of the victims, a teenager who was gunned down outside Claremont Park in the Bronx, was recovering from a stab wound he got in an apparently random attack in the subway a couple of months ago. A tourist from Ohio was shot outside a 7-Eleven in Midtown. This tourist hasn't been shot, but he's very disappointed about the state of affairs here in the city.
Well, the gun violence, it's terrible. It is very terrible, you know. These young people just, you know, they ain't got no sense of direction.
The tourist who was shot is in stable condition. The bullet broke his femur. The suspected shooter, Abdul Kale Diallo of Brooklyn, is charged with attempted murder.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.